What were you doing last summer?
Last summer, I was mainly just hanging out with my friends and not doing anything productive.
I spent all summer just sleeping in.
It's a good thing that I found this opportunity, because if I didn't, I would have probably been a huge bum. When I first found out about the program, I thought I was only going to be shadowing other researchers while they conduct experiments, but I actually got to carry out some experiments on my own.
Working in a lab is very different than working at school, because at school we kind of have to learn a very broad range of things, and in the lab you learn very in-depth about the thing that you're studying. So I was working on neurology, so I learned so much more about the brain that I ever thought I would learn in my life.
Running gels, I really enjoy it. You make the gel and you make the wells and you put the RNA or DNA in, and then my favorite part, imaging them.
To teach them, it's not only doing experiments, but planning an experiment, designing the experiment, analyzing an experiment, and find new ideas. It's the whole process.
I'm actually working on something that's in the process of being patented, so I can't really talk too much about that, which is exciting.
This is one of the part of the mission for the Institute is to train the next generation of stem cell scientists.
These students are from a diverse set of backgrounds, and these are students who are underrepresented in the sciences. And the benefit is not only to them as individuals and the growth that they're going to experience, but the benefit is to the university that has brought them into their labs.
My family and I personally come from El Salvador, so also being from the Latin culture, I would help my community by being a role model and having someone to look up to.
The value of having high school students in the lab is that they have come from their own world, the world of being teenagers, the world of being high school students.
You know, every year it does surprise me, I have to say. I mean, given their age and the fact that 99% of them have had zero scientific background at this caliber, the way they just understand the depth of science, the way they deliver it when they speak, it's at par, if not better, than many of the postdocs I've actually spoken with.
To have this great transition and have this summer program between high school and college, I think it's a really great opportunity for them.
This lab really opened up my eyes to the world of lab research, and it's been a wonderful experience for me.
It feels fantastic. It's the most gratifying thing to finally see at the end of each year, to see this day. And it's an honor to be involved in such a program and to be able to see them flourish with such a little opportunity. They take it and they run.
Thank you to everybody who helped make this happen, and thank you to CIRM for all of your funding and support. And I look forward to the future and contributing to the betterment of human health. Thank you so much.